Hey everyone, welcome to Ears for You. This podcast is all about the good, the bad, and the ugly concerning the most magical place on earth. We are concierge travel planners with years of experience specializing in all Disney destinations. I'm Joy, and tonight we have Roxanne.
Hey guys.
Jules.
Hello, hello.
And Jim.
Hello, everybody.
On tonight's episode, we'll discuss what attractions we would like to see or explore outside of the ride vehicle and a game of which character where. But first, tonight's rope drop question. The rainy season is coming, or at least those afternoon showers. Do you prefer a poncho or an umbrella? We'll start with Jules.
There are no umbrellas or ponchos in war, and therefore I choose neither.
Hmm.
Actually, that's not true. There are ponchos that you are you're issued ponchos in your gear, but I'm just saying I'd rather not.
She's so hard.
Just gonna get wet.
I'm just gonna get wet. Yes, okay. I've prepped for it. It's Florida. I will dry.
Oh, all right. So, Mr. Linsky.
No, it's poncho. Poncho, poncho, poncho. Always pack a poncho. And not a cheap dollar store $1 poncho, but a real poncho.
Okay.
And a real one.
Roxanne?
I am an umbrella holder person. Gotta have my umbrella. I can't stand being inside a poncho. It drives me crazy.
Like but claustrophobic?
It clings to you.
Yeah.
It's all icky.
Like static electricity.
And they're fun to fold.
Oh, yeah. And wet. And yeah, they're a mess. Like Jules, I used to not have anything. I would just get wet. But then I arrived one night at a Halloween party, bright as the skies opened up. And I have never in my life seen it rain so hard in one within like 10 minutes. And you could literally see the rain like coming at us. Like
sheets.
You could see the sheets of the, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, there is nowhere for me to go. I'm just going to keep quiet. I've never been wetter in my life. So after that day, umbrella.
I brought my poncho.
I'm going to go with poncho as well because I do not like heavy things. In fact, I usually don't even carry a backpack unless I'm on a girl's trip. I usually make Rob carry the backpack. And so, which I don't think that's a surprise to anyone, but you know, it gets heavy. You put a water bottle in there and an umbrella. And so I just go with the poncho. It's light for all. We can have multiple ones or a stroller poncho if you need one as well. All right. So with that, moving on. So initially, this was going to be a rope drop question, but we thought it was super intriguing and we would just make it a segment. So have you ever wished you could just pop off the ride and explore what the characters or the animatronics or whatever looks like? What ride is that for you? Who wants to start?
I'll start.
All right, Jimmy, take it away.
I think if you could jump out of a dune buggy and run around the mansion would be so cool.
Oh my gosh, that was mine.
Don't you just want to like sit at the table where Madame Leotti's head is?
Mm-hmm.
Like sit in that chair and just like wave at people when they come by and just like, you know.
I would like the lights to come on in the stairs room. We're like, you can see like the feet walking up and all that stuff. I like to know what that really looks like with the lights on.
Yeah. Like, don't you want to run down the hallway where the candelabra is and grab it? Right.
It would be a little freaky.
Don't you want to dance with the ghosts? Don't you want to sit on a picture and fire your rifle? I mean, there's so much you could do in there.
Every time I'm on this ride, if it stops even for just like half a second to let somebody on or whatever it has to do, I'm like, stop the ride. Let us out.
That's like your dream is to get stuck walk off the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
That reminded me of another one.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's just the beginning. I mean, I have a long list, like pirates, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, do you want to see what, you know, don't you want to like sit on the bridge with the guy and hang your hairy leg over, you know, and just like hang out and drink rum and sing bad songs and, you know, whistle at a dog and
well, because that's one of them that they put like real people in it sometimes for the after parties or the different things we did after hours. The villains after hours had like live people in the ride. So cool. And you didn't know who was in character and who wasn't.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, like the guy was moving on the bridge. And I'm like, wait, it's real.
And then there's famously when the last Pirates came out, Johnny Depp inserted him. They put him in the ride in California. Yeah,
they did.
And people, it really took people a minute to realize that it was him and not the Jack Sparrow animatronic.
Yeah.
That Jack Sparrow animatronic is like, looks quite good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah,
really good.
Really good. Now, this is different than seeing backstage. You're talking about running around inside a ride, right? Yeah. You're not talking backstage because I've been backstage at Pirates by accident, and
you don't want to go backstage.
You don't want to go backstage.
I think it's
so. Like, I want to explore the. Are we ride. Talking more like when Spaceship Earth breaks down and the lights come on, like that, or like you have to be walked off a ride?
Well, either you're looking at what it would look like. It's not like that's not backstage. I mean, that's the ride. You just don't see any of it because the lights are off.
I'm dying for the Rise vehicle to stop in the walker room and for us to get out. And how cool would it be to walk around underneath the walkers and check out all the detail that's in there? It'd be amazing.
Yeah, because it goes so fast. Like you can't, like, and there's so much happening. I feel like, you know, and you can't ride it multiple times in one day to like focus on different parts of the room. So it could be another 6 months or a year till you get to ride it again. And you're like restarting over, looking over the whole room. You know what I mean?
Like, cause that ride is so overwhelming. It's hard to see everything in there.
Right. I haven't been there in 18 months. So what, you know, I barely remember what it's.
Right. So you'll be looking at it like anyway. For the first time. Whereas when you ride, I don't know, say Pirates over and over or a couple of times on a trip, you can look at different, you can look over on the left side, you can look over the right side. You know, when you rode it earlier, you were looking this way when you were, you know, it's not the same. Right.
You get one shot at Rise
and it's maybe so fast.
One shot per trip. And it could be 4 or 5 months, it could be 6 years before you see it again.
Yeah. And if there's so much going on. So I agree with you.
Yeah.
It would like slow it down.
Yeah.
I mean, so like, these rides have so many details in there that you just can't see them all.
No.
Running Pirates 100 times, you're still going to have something that you've missed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, I got stuck in a boat at Pirates in front of the treasure room for 40 minutes. So I got every detail of that and I don't need to see that ever again.
There you go.
But if you could get out and run around, that'd be a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
see,
what
I
about.
Think...
Oh, go ahead, Jules.
I think one of the rides with the most detail that I would love to walk around is Small World.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, Jimmy is not going to like this.
It's like the last thing on my list.
There's so much detail. Yes. Every outfit is hand sewn. Everything is so meticulously designed.
Yeah.
And,
factor, I would definitely, I definitely agree.
Can I turn off the music though?
Yes. Yes, please.
Well, yeah. Honestly though, the music, I don't even hear it anymore. It doesn't even bother me.
If I'm exploring it for an extended period of time, I would like the music off. I'll tell you another one, and my family would not like this one, but the Carousel of Progress. I would like to get up on those sets. Yes,
I would love to get up on that stage.
Yes, and like the detail on those sets are like cool. I just think it would be neat to like, you know, see it from a different vantage point, you know,
because I want to see how it moves when you're actually on the stage as opposed to when you're in the seat.
It doesn't move, right?
No.
You would
the stage stays still and the seats move.
Yeah.
So you would just be standing there as the people pass you by. Then it could
You'd just be repeating yourself over and over and over.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, I would definitely like to see all those details in the Castle of Progress. That'd be amazing. Get up on the stage, get to play with the stove from the 20s or whatever.
Yeah. I know I'm jumping coasts here. I would really, really love to see Indiana Jones.
Ah, that's on my list.
This is why we're friends.
Yeah,
I came very, very close to seeing that because we got stuck on Indiana Jones. I don't know what was going on with that ride, but we stopped, started, stopped, and then we stopped for a really long time in the snake room, like the big cobra was right here at me, and I thought, this is it, we're getting off this ride, and then it started again. I just want to walk out of here. And then of course it stopped over and over again, and then we ended up being late for a dinner reservation.
So when you walk off of a ride, though, you don't necessarily get to explore it
you kind of get to see some stuff. It just depends on like where you stop, what ride you're on, because we got walked off of Winnie the Pooh. And they take you out of the little honeypot thing and you have to walk along the track. So you are closer to the scenes than you would be in when you're in the car, the ride vehicle. And then, of course, the cast member was awesome. And he's telling us the story that we're missing as we're walking.
Oh, this
is what the narration would be saying. So it was really fun.
Well, that's nice of him.
But you do get to see things a little bit closer up. But it just kind of depends on where you're stuck.
Yeah. I've never been walked off of a ride ever in my entire Disney history.
You know what would be really cool?
I got walked off Rise.
You did?
Yeah, I think you've mentioned that before. Where were you at?
Right when Kylo Ren turns around with his hand out.
Mm-hmm.
Everything stopped and the lights came on. He was like that. With his hand out.
So you were in the ride vehicle?
Yeah, it was me and Daisy. Yep.
In the vehicle. Because he's also in the other pre-show.
It was Daisy's first time. And it was, we were in the ride vehicle and he spins around with his hand out.
Mm-hmm.
And, And then
and he kind of moves your car.
Yeah, he moves your car a little bit. You feel the vibe, right? You feel the force.
Yeah.
And he turned around, he held his hand out. The lights came on. Everything froze. We sat there for 20 minutes, and they walked us off down the back.
Oh, bummer.
They let us come back.
Ride again? Okay, good.
Yeah, so we get to see the whole first half again and then run it all the way through. But but it was her first time through, so I felt bad for her because it's like, you know, you're deep in this. Everything's going on.
Yeah, it's so immersive and crazy. Yeah. And you're like,
How cool would it be if as part of Not So Scary, instead of having a ride going like a dark ride, like, I'm mostly thinking of Pinocchio right now because that ride's a freaking trip. But if it was a walkthrough, like a haunted mansion, help me out here.
Halloween Horror
Nights. Horror Nights at Universal. Yeah. If it was if they made it so that you could walk through it and they had like things jump out, because a lot of those dark rides, the dark with the black light, that would be freaking awesome.
What else is on your list?
What's on your list?
Indy and Small World.
This is not one of my favorite rides. In fact, for me, it's like a miss most of the time, but I would like to walk around and I don't even know the name of it, the river ride in Pandora. I think that would be cool.
Oh, Navi River Journey?
Yes. I think that it's really pretty and cool looking. Mm-hmm. I think it would be cool to explore the sides of that more. I don't know that you can really explore the sides, but...
Wade through the water.
Wade through the water.
How deep are those things? Does anyone know?
How deep is your love?
Oh, really?
It can't be that much. Yeah, you're on a track, foot. So it's not like you're floating through there.
About a foot. Really? It's only like a foot in Pirates? But it makes me feel so deep when the cannonballs go off.
It's an illusion.
I know, but I feel they've got me.
They work their magic on you.
They got me.
Jules, you still going?
Yeah. Listen,
come back.
If you start How Deep Is Your Love, you have to finish it.
Oh, it's just a cardinal rule.
I guess
I have no idea.
All right, what else
you do? It's literally. I got one. Spaceship Earth. I'd like to walk around and look at the details.
Yeah,
I feel like that is a very steep incline, and my calves would be burning.
There's stairs.
We didn't say it wasn't going to be an exercise.
Yeah, it's going to be easy rides.
It's no exercise involved.
That is cool. Yeah. Because you move so slowly, I do think you really do get to see all the detail. True. However, it would be cool to get closer to some of the stuff. Or like, because it is very much an illusion in that, like, it makes things look further away. Or, you know, they, like, use the props and, like, you know, they're really just, like, a... Well, I don't want to spoil it for everyone. But, you know, it's just like a billboard or whatever.
Wouldn't you like to get out of your flying ship in Peter Pan and go down and take a walk around, like even like just the London part?
Oh yeah,
would be super cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we all know how the cars move and everything else. I won't blow it for anybody who doesn't, but you know, just to go down and look at how simple that layout probably really is, and what they've done to make it look like you're flying over London, you know.
Well, I think that's the other thing about this whole thing for me is more of like seeing things from a different vantage point. Like, you know, they put you in a car or a boat specifically to see the vantage point in which they want you to see. But if you were no longer flying over or waiting by, it would be different. It would be a totally,
Different experience. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I totally get, you know, you're not going to see the same illusion. It's going to look very, very different than how it's supposed to look. But that's not, that wouldn't bother me at all. I just want to see how everything works and see things up close and just check out those details. And again, going back to the Haunted Mansion, I would just stay in the attic room the whole time. Because you go through that, it's so dark. And when you go through that, you just can't see what's up there. Mm-hmm. And there's a ton of little things.
Mm-hmm. Same for the, like, well, obviously, if you were in the room, in the dining room, you wouldn't see the illusion of the dancing. Mm-hmm. But it would be cool to look back from the dining room up until the...
Yeah, because you want to sit at the table?
Yeah, I do.
Right? Mm-hmm. I want to hang next to the guys in the pictures that come along.
Yeah. Didn't we get stuck there?
Myself up there.
Girls?
We were stuck at
the party.
Dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For like a
long time.
8 minutes? Something like that.
Kept dancing.
Well, it was cool though, because when you sit there long enough, like, I don't know what you guys were doing because I was carping myself, but I was focusing on like one illusion at a time, and watching the pattern of motion to see like what the repetition was. And you know, if you're going through it, you're only going to maybe see it happen twice, really, which keeps the illusion. But then, okay, now once you figured this one out, you can figure that one out, and then you can figure this one out, and it's kind of cool. And then you notice things you didn't notice before because you have the time to sit there and look at it.
Right. Well, there's so much going on in that room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's the duel in the pictures. There's the guy at the organ. There's the
guy hanging off the chandelier.
There's someone hanging off the chandelier. I mean, there's people at the table.
And then the people dancing.
Yeah, there's so much going on in that one setting that oftentimes, you know, on your first run through it, you will miss a lot of that, you know. And there's a hidden Mickey in there, but I'm sure you all know that.
And it moved.
Really?
I've seen it in different places. The plates.
Yeah, the plates. Yeah, the place setting is definitely a hidden Mickey place setting in there for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
There's also a lot of hidden Mickey. I know what we're going.
Oh, look how
going.
Excited she just got. What do you got?
I know.
We're going on Living with the Land.
Yeah.
And you can actually do it.
I was, listen, here's all I'm going to say is that.
Isn't that the behind the scenes?
I was thinking of it.
I totally want to do behind the scenes.
But I wasn't going to say it. I was going to see how long it took us to get there. So what's the time stamp? But I feel like exploring on your own is different than going on the behind the scenes tour, because you'd get more time to see what you wanted to see specifically. Although,
all right, so so if they cut you loose in Living with the Land, which I can't even believe is on anybody's list, but if they did, I mean, what are you going to look at? Oh, look
the
at
bananas
this leaf.
Growing on both sides.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to see how the pumpkins are growing into Mickey ears and their little molds.
Have you done behind the scenes, right?
Yeah, I have.
Roxanne? So, I mean, what do we get to see behind the scenes that you know, we might want to see, like,
that we slept through on the ride.
Right. No.
So, well, first, they take you to a room that you don't even get to see on the ride. And they talk to you about how they use the ladybugs and the wasps to, you know, kill the other predators on the implants. So they show you that room. And then you do go through the, not the part where the stuff is planted in the sand at the beginning, but the second, the greenhouse. Okay. So you look at the fish ones and then the ones after that. There's a plant that everybody gets to touch because it like freaks out when it's touched and it shrinks.
Okay.
That's not named Stanley.
Is it a shrinking violet?
It is not a violet. I don't know what it is. It's Stanley. I don't know.
They named it Stanley?
They named it Stanley.
Okay. All right.
They give you a taste of a cucumber that was grown and living with the land.
Wow!
They smell some spices and things like that.
Cucumbers are delicious.
I love cucumbers.
Anyway, please continue, Roxanne. I'm sorry.
So they just take you through the different greenhouses and can just kind of show you how they do things. The tour lasted about 30 minutes, I think, but it was really, you know, pretty in depth for what you pay for it. I thought, it's really not great.
How much was this extravaganza?
It's not that expensive.
It's like $20.
I think 30 before it closed down because we looked at doing it on the trip that never happened. But here's the thing: I would like to go through those little places at the beginning, like the rainforest. Like obviously, that's not on the tour, so I would explore. Like I want to sit on the front porch of the, you know, the farmhouse. And then I kind of, and this is no disrespect to the living with the land, because y'all know how much I love it. But I kind of would like to, like, you know, walk through the sand and mess it up because it's so like pristine. It's, I know it's supposed to be.
You have to wear little booties to do that.
Well, I know this isn't my fantasy walkthrough, not through my seeds tour. Mm-hmm. This is like when I'm get to do my own walkthrough. You know, that'd be fun.
So now add a bonus. I'd rather do this at Christmas time when they have it all lit up.
Oh yeah. It's pretty.
I want to run around the Jungle Cruise.
Oh yeah.
Right. Think of all those. I mean, there's 100 little scenes there that check out, and there's detail on all of it. Obviously.
There was a thing that they did in Disneyland where you could have breakfast on the, it was not the Savannah, but it's the beach with the, I can't remember if it was the beach with the rhino poacher guys or the rhino, or if it was on the beach, the Savannah with the, where the Pride Rock and stuff were. But they had some kind of breakfast that you could reserve to go out there.
So cool.
It was like $300, but I was like, of course, totally.
Might as well be on the highway in the sky down around if you're going to spend $300.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of little things there to check out.
And also when you do it, you are listening to the guy a lot of times, or joking or laughing. And so it would be, I think it'd be cool to see it a little bit more in depth, or like pay attention to, you know, some of the funny things without just listening to your guy.
Yeah, even, you know, even Under the Sea. There's so much going on in there that, I mean, you're in that room a long time.
Ariel, where she's singing and her body moves and like the hula, like
exactly. But there's a lot going on in that, in the Under the Sea section of that. You know, there's all the spinning fish and all the rest of it, and you know, you're trying to look around it while you're making that circle around it.
Well, and they got you like in the shell, and you know, you're like, it's like kind of curves.
Yeah,
you're like still looking at something.
Peripheral vision's off, right? Exactly.
What's happening over there?
Yeah, exactly.
So well, I'd like to get out with Ursula when she's like over her ball.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Fun. It might be fun to get out at Buzz Lightyear and like go and see all the little targets.
Can I take my gun with me?
Yeah, get up close. You finally get a shot at that ball.
I'm trying to think like what the ground looks like. Could you even like walk around?
You're so busy looking up at targets or whatever.
Well, you have. It's not like it's suspended in thin air. Well, it's got a ground.
You know, it's far down. All right. So in June when I go, I'm going to have to look at the ground in Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, because I'm always up looking.
Never looked at the ground. You're always looking up at targets or whatever else.
I know it's dark.
It's because it's probably black paint, black velvet, black felt.
Mm-hmm. But it feels like you're up higher and it's like below you.
But you're supposed to be in space.
Well, I know, but I'm wondering. Oh,
Disney does their job very well.
Well, I know that. And Wells will tell us that when he was little and he like was maybe sort of afraid or like not sure, he'd be like, you know, Disney does a really good job of making this stuff look really real. And that he'd be like, is that he's really
talking himself that, into it?
Yeah, is like totally talking himself. He'd be like, that's awesome. They're very magical, he would say. And I'd say, because he'd say, is it really real? Is it really real? And I'm like, I kind of feel like it's real. He's like, you know, Disney does a really good job of making it look really real.
That's how he sleeps at night.
Aww, yeah. Whatever.
It's, they do a really good job. It's not real. It's not real. It's not real.
Yeah. I mean, basically, that was what's happening there.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. Can I get out of my ride vehicle at the safari and go pet the
animals? No, thank you.
Especially
if you're near the giraffes.
You said can. That and I will say out. That because of the moats. I think if you got out and walked around, I think you're safe still because of the moats.
Not in the giraffe area.
Because well, no, giraffes aren't going to hurt you. They're not carnivores.
Oh, I beg to differ, my friend.
So Jimmy doesn't like them. However, I will tell you this. The last time we rode, and I'm to this day, like, oh, I wish I was videoing. I was taking pictures, so I have a very up-close picture of a giraffe. But he like started coming and I could tell our guy was like panicking. Yeah, and then he laid on the gas. I mean, it was like coming. I think he was like, no, this isn't happening. It was almost like people in the car are like, this
like Westworld.
It was so slow. And out. He was like coming in. And then all of a sudden our guy like hit the gas and off we went. And he was like, I've never experienced anything like that before. I was like, dang it, why wasn't I videoing? But it was cool.
Well, I thought, do they not do that sometimes? Like, make you feel
no,
like
this guy was legitimate. Rob and I were like, that dude was legitimately, because it looked like he was going another way. It was what we thought it was funny, but they were like rounding the other way, but then this stray giraffe was like, oh, I'm going into this car. And it was like slow motion, and it started, and he was like, he's kind of eased up, and then he was like, it was like he was thinking, this is not happening. Surely this giraffe's going to turn, and he didn't. And then he like.
You can't program the giraffes. They do whatever they want. They have minds of their own.
I mean,
they have a chance.
Like the lion cannot get to you. But those, is it the rhinoceros?
They can come right up.
Yeah, they can come right up.
Real close to the cars. Yeah.
Nope, yeah, that could be dangerous.
Nope, not getting out of that truck. Nope.
You're vetoed.
Next thing you know, lions are like off the rock.
Well, okay, then where do they do the breakfast safari? When you have the safari breakfast, you go out onto the savannah, and I know it's like on a gazebo-y thing.
Yeah, it's like you can see it. It's overlooked
the savannah. Believe me, no one's getting eaten on a safari breakfast.
No.
That would be the end of that, real quick. It's breakfast for you, not for the animals.
That was a good one, Jimmy.
Thank you. Oh, I'm quick-witted tonight, my friend. He's on top of his game.
All right. Last few.
Dinosaur?
Oh.
I feel like that dark ride is so dark. You don't.
I feel like dark. I would be so disappointed if I saw the dinosaurs in real life, though.
Yeah, I think you might be disappointed. I think that
I think you see everything that's actually there because it is so dark in between.
And so, like, it's really just, like, heads and stuff.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, this is a bummer. Hang off the pterodactyl. Pterodactyl! Like, hang glide off the pterodactyl, but other than that.
I feel you've thought of that before.
Who, me?
Yes. Hang gliding off the
pterodactyl. Maybe. Maybe on the 14th ride in a row.
I was going to say, like your 7,000th ride. You were like,
yeah, exactly. Maybe I hang off of that. That'd be cool. That'd be cool. Yeah.
I'd like to see go up. I'd like to stop at the Yeti for just a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you've never seen the Yeti when it was
in action.
When it was the original Yeti. Moving.
Yeah.
But very, very first trip we did.
It's so scary, though, what they've done to it. Mm-hmm. I know it's not where, like, I feel, though, it's got enough flash on it and, like, reflection that it's still, like, I don't know that you would know it was broke. Good.
It's funny to me because I feel like I've seen the Yeti, even though I know I've never seen the Yeti, because I've seen the Matterhorn and that one was working when I saw it. And they're basically the same thing. So I feel like I know what the Yeti does, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let me tell you, when that thing took a swipe at you, you were, it was good.
Our very first trip, I believe it was still working. I think it stopped working shortly after.
Yeah. We were stirred.
But
now it's like a running joke. Scary. You know, it's like a cult classic. It's like Yeti, scrunchies and hair ties.
Yeah, see, I hate that scrunchy thing. So if I stop up there, I'm cleaning it off.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
I think that's ridiculous up there. It's dumb. Like, why?
Other one that's dumb? If you take the ferry from the transportation on the side of the ferry, there's like a pillar thing and there's a bunch of magic bands on it.
Oh,
and people throw their magic bands.
I haven't seen
the end of their trip.
You're not going to throw them anymore.
And they throw their magic bands on them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. $10.
Yeah.
Well, those were the new ones. They're not the new ones. These were the ones, you know, over the last 5 or 6 years.
No, I know. But just FYI, out in listener land, if you haven't been paying attention lately, because they did not even notify the advisors.
Nothing.
All of a sudden, one day, the complimentary bands were five, and now
they're 10. That's correct.
So you sure as heck aren't leaving it on the boat anymore.
On the pylon by the TTC.
Magic band, side note, lost my raspberry magic band I just bought.
Already?
You remember 2 weeks ago when they all fell off?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
And I spilled my bourbon all over myself?
Fell.
Right, they all fell, and my trash can is next to my desk. And I picked them all up, or so I thought, and put them all back in. Saturday, I went looking for my new one. And I turned this office upside down and it is gone. So my guess is it landed in the trash can, which was full of
trash
packet misprints and
super sadness.
And it went in the trash is my guess. So I cannot find it anywhere. But I only paid $5 for it instead of $10.
Well, now though, to replace it, you have to double your money.
I know, now I have to do it $10. Very upset.
Now it's worth $15.
I know. By the time November comes around, it'll be ordering another one. It'll be $15. So there you go.
Mine sits my raspberry one just sits in my car. I use it to get in the gate for parking.
Well, I did move all the magic bands.
So I always have one in my car at all times. So.
Oh, good. So you won't have another.
Check it out. Throw on the bottom of the lamp.
Oh, boom. Roxanne did that at her old house. Didn't you have them on your lamp at your old house?
They are still in the lamp, but the lamp is now in the garage.
There you go. So they're all
anywhere.
And I deactivated 20 of them. Meanwhile, back in the podcast.
Anyway. All right. So out in listener land, we'd love to hear what ride you would like to get off the vehicle and explore. So if you have a favorite, let us know. All right. So this is crazy, everybody. Stop what you're doing. Put both hands on the steering wheel. Jimmy has a game. Jim's 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row. What is going on?
Oh, my gosh. The world is like, I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. Yeah.
But
I hope he can.
Tom is not here to say Jim in his awesome voice. So we'll just have to, I guess I'll have to announce you.
I guess you will.
All right.
We can make him announce himself.
He does a great job of announcing.
I will do it myself. Ladies and gentlemen, the host for tonight's game, 2 weeks in a row, your host, Jim. Hey, everybody. I'm Jim. Welcome to the game.
Yay. Oh, my gosh, tonight's Jim. I really wish you would do the game in the voice you did earlier.
Oh, you want me to do the game in this voice? We do game in this voice. We can do this voice very nicely. Okay, tonight's game is called What Character Where? We are going to discuss character meals. I'm going to name a place and a restaurant and a character meal, and you will tell me which characters are at this meal. We will go around the room. I will say, for example, I will pick a closed one. And an easy one, I will say, I'll just point at Wilderness Lodge. And if it was Joy's turn, Joy would say, oh, I know that one. That one is Snow White, Evil Queen, Dopey, and Grumpy. You will get a full point if you get every character that is there. And if you miss one, then we will move to the next person. So if you only got three, then Jules would say, oh, I know that one. Wait a minute. That one is Grumpy that she missed. So you would get 3 points and she would get 1 point. And then we will move around the room until everybody has a chance to get everybody all the ones you missed. Sound good? Let's get started.
Sounds good.
Oh my
you
want
to
God.
Edit that out or would you like me to keep going?
No, it's fantastic. You have to keep going because I feel like you might lose your voice, but
you're fine.
That was so good.
Roxanne's gonna wet her pants.
I don't even know what we're doing anymore.
It's so good.
Keep going. So okay, this in honor of today's announcement that Tusker House is
yes,
coming back?
I saw Tusker House was opening and I said, oh my goodness, I know what I'm going to do for game.
You sound like the wedding planner from Father of the Bride.
Exactly.
That's Martin Short.
Frank.
Exactly. Frank. Oh, yes. The cheaper chicken.
Frank. The bride have a boob. Oh,
welcome to the 90s, Mr. Box. Yes. Anyway, hello and welcome back to the game.
Okay.
I can do it in any voice you want.
The gym.
Yeah. The gym voice.
Okay, okay. That was fun. Okay. So.
Hope nobody wrecked their car.
Yeah, people are going to be driving off the road. All right, so we're going to go around the room in the order that I see you. So it's going to be Joy, okay. Jules, Roxanne, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'll scratch artist point off my list because we just did that as the example. All right, Joy.
Whoops.
Yep, I'm here.
Breakfast at 1900 Park Fair.
Oh, gosh. I know who's there. Breakfast is Mary Poppins?
Correct.
Are there multiple people with her?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 typically.
Oh, sure ones.
You have 1. 4 to go.
Okay. The stepsisters are not at breakfast.
They are not.
Okay.
Should you get negative points for guessing wrong?
Yeah, because now I can't use dinner because please don't mention other characters.
Okay. That's good job, Joy.
Well, I guess that I was wrong. So there you go.
All right. So you have 1 point for Mary Poppins. Would you like to keep going or are you all done?
That'll be all for me.
That'll be it. Jules, get a comment.
Alice, Mad correct. Hatter.
Hold on. Oh, I have to start a score sheet for you.
I did Alice, say Alice Mad in Hatter. Wonderland. But I didn't bank on that.
Take okay. That. Jules? Is
Bert?
Nope.
I'm out.
Rox?
Pooh Bear and Tigger.
Correct.
Oh, really? That is well such a done. Hodgepodge of people.
Yeah, it's but have you ever done that meal?
I haven't done that meal.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's awesome because that room, 1900 Park Fair, is super small. Beautiful. It's a super small room, but gorgeous. The food was amazing and the character interaction was really good because there's so few tables.
Mm.
Yeah, like the Mad Hatter was
such a hodgepodge.
It's an eclectic mix for sure. Okay.
That's fun though.
This is gonna be a tough one because it mimics another one. Jules.
Jim.
Parker Shoes. Breakfast.
Ariel.
Correct.
All right. Snow White?
Correct.
Okay. Mulan?
No. Rocks.
Okay.
Ooh, I want to steal.
Jasmine?
She's not there
nope.
yet.
Nope.
Okay. Aurora Joy? Is there.
Correct.
Snow White is there.
Already mentioned.
I know, but I'm just going through all my people. Aurora, Snow White. Belle is there at the
correct.
Entrance.
One left.
You said Ariel already, and then
Snow White, Belle, Aurora, and Ariel are already gone. There's one left.
Oh, I can see Finley.
Wait, what's already gone?
Aurora. Snow White, Belle, Aurora, and Ariel.
Okay.
5. 4. No pressure. 3.
I don't know the last one.
Cinderella.
Oh,
you know, I wasn't sure, but I kind of felt that. You know what, Roxanne?
Yeah.
The people that you and I mentioned, Jasmine. Mulan, they were at Ariel's Grotto. Do you remember that? Ariel's Grotto.
Oh, yep, in Disneyland.
Yeah. Yep. It's, and still Snow White and all that, but yeah. It's hard to keep those dang princesses and straight, y'all. There's
Jasmine so at Cinderella's Royal Table. So
where do we start on that, Jules?
Yeah.
It's Roxanne's turn.
It's Roxanne's turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Trattoria Al Forno Breakfast.
Oh, I know this one too.
Sure, give her the easy one.
That's not easy. I wouldn't get it if I wasn't playing.
I know. Rapunzel and Flynn.
Yeah.
Rider. Uh-huh. It's Ariel and Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
That's it.
Got it?
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Didn't know that one.
Good work.
I had a breakfast there on the trip that never happened.
I had breakfast there, but I sat outside so I didn't have to deal with the characters.
All right. Joy.
I didn't have to pay extra either.
Yes.
Crystal Palace.
Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Piglet.
Correct. Wow, good job.
That was my very first character meal.
There you go.
Not me. I mean, like, as a family.
That was our very first character meal.
I know, because you're a little one love poo.
Jules.
Yeah. Si, senor.
Dinner at 1900 Park Fair.
Is Cinderella.
Yeah.
Prince Charming.
Correct.
The stepsisters.
Yeah.
And the stepmother.
What's her name?
Drizella and Anastasia and Lady Tremaine.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, nice. You knew her
name?
Good job. I don't know her name. I would have been mean stepmother.
Yes.
She'll know this one, but that's what's next on the list, so I can't play favorites. Roxanne.
Yeah.
Breakfast at Ohana.
Jim's favorite.
It's Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, and who else?
It's sometimes Mickey. I don't think he's always there.
Yeah,
always
and there? One other.
Mickey. Somebody else?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know this one. I'm going to be able to steal.
Pluto.
Correct.
Oh.
Boom.
Really?
Nice job.
No idea.
Pluto?
Yeah.
Yeah. He wears a lei, doesn't he?
Yeah. They're dressed in floral print and leis. Yep. Correct.
Oh.
I knew Lilo and Stitch, but I did not know Pluto.
All right.
Is he
so
always making
what's
a beer?
Left here is
I don't go to Ohana's for
all right,
breakfast
hold on.
Because
okay.
you should only eat dinner there.
Joy.
Yes.
Royal Table breakfast.
Is it different for the other meals?
It is different.
Oh.
By
right.
All
right. Well, Cinderella.
There's one at Royal Table that's not at
dinner.
Not at Akershus.
Oh.
Yeah, but is it different from dinner to breakfast? Are they all the same?
It depends. One is fairy tale dining, one is signature celebration. I don't know what the difference is.
All right. Well, Cinderella is there.
Yeah.
I'm certain. Belle is there. No, she's not there. All right, well, I'll stop because I got one wrong.
Jules?
At breakfast?
Yeah.
Cinderella, Snow White.
Yeah.
Aurora.
Yeah.
Ariel.
Yeah.
And you said one more?
One more. Who does not appear at Akershus?
No, she doesn't go to any breakfast.
Who?
Merida.
No, she's not a breakfast girl.
Okay, if you say one wrong, you move on.
No, she said she wasn't. So look at you getting old.
I know.
Wow.
Ooh, you were such a turn.
Worked up
over there. Such a turn. You're gonna be quiet.
Gosh, and Belle.
No. Boo. Rocks.
Jasmine.
Jasmine is correct.
Mm. Uh-huh. What does Jasmine wear? Just like, is it a dress
her
or is it still
wearing,
just her midriff wearing
just her
pants
usual
suit.
Jasmine?
But she doesn't wear that anymore. Doesn't she have the full length jumpsuit now? She's not allowed
know.
To
we
wear the,
was the midriff bearing.
I don't know.
Pants
so the rest of these are all variations of Fab Five.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. That's what's left because we've been through everything else. So we can play Fab Five, which Fab Five wear if you like.
But do we have to say like what iteration of Fab Five? Like
what they're dressed as?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That would make it different. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Who's up? Is it Roxanne's turn?
It's Jules.
No, I just answered. Oh, wait, that was my question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. So I guess it is my turn.
It is Jules' turn. Okay. Cape May.
Oh.
Which four and what are they dressed in?
It's Minnie, Mickey, Goofy, and...
Oh, you're wrong already, but...
Oh, no, it's...
Oh, no. When you're wrong, it stops.
But yeah. I know
she get. She got me.
Well, I still get to say how they're dressed, don't I?
No, you missed.
I only said the people. I didn't say what they were wearing. I can still get a point for saying what they're wearing.
Okay.
Judges, we're going to give that to
you? Okay.
Oh, mean. I don't want to play with you anymore.
All right, what are they dressed in?
They're wearing tropical shirts and solid bottoms and sandals.
Sure. Beach attire.
Yeah, I was like, that's very
well, but that's different than like
don't spoil it for somebody else.
Then Ohana, sure.
Moving on.
Roxanne, characters.
So Minnie, Mickey.
No Mickey.
Oh,
that's right. It's okay.
Joy.
Okay, so we've confirmed it's Minnie.
It is Minnie. There's three left.
Donald.
Correct.
Daisy.
Correct.
Is it Pluto?
No.
No, I don't know. Oh.
Goofy.
Goofy, because you see his long black legs.
Correct.
How sexy of him.
I know.
Super.
Okay. Now
it's Roxanne.
Roxanne, Garden Grill.
Mickey.
Yep.
Pluto.
Yep.
Chippendale.
Correct. Dressed as
farmers.
Correct.
Way to kill that one.
Joy. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a tough one. I should have saved this for Roxanne.
Oh, thanks.
I'm here for cleanup. It's all right. I'm here for cleanup.
All right. Breakfast, not Fab Five, Hollywood and Vine.
Ooh.
The Disney Junior one?
Yeah. Who's in it?
Vampirina was there at one point.
Yeah.
Fancy Nancy?
Correct.
Doc McStuffins?
Correct.
Is that everybody?
No, there's one left.
Also not Fab Five, or is Minnie there?
No, Minnie's not there.
Okay.
Jules?
It's been so long. I was going to say a Handy Manny, but I don't think it's Handy Manny anymore.
It is not. Mm-mm. Roxanne.
Is it Roadster Goofy?
It is Roadster Goofy.
Oh. Look at you.
She's good.
See, she's ready that one for grandparenthood.
Yeah, but I got that one too. Happen. Thanks for the credit that Jim was taking away from me before he even gave me the question.
What?
I am a Disney travel agent. Thank you very much.
You did great.
I know.
On that. But you very were, like, nice. I could not have named a single Disney Junior character.
Wow. I promise. You did have a Disney Junior
when character. I recommend that one, I go, oh, it's chock full of Disney Junior characters.
But Fancy Nancy is newer than Mike. I mean, we did have a Disney Junior time in our lives, and Doc McStuffins was part of that, and so was Vampirina, tail end of Vampirina. That was very new as we moved out. But Fancy Nancy, even though we've read the books, was not part of our Disney Junior days.
Mm-mm.
We were more like Elena of Avalor and...
Which is funny because we were moving out of it probably at the same time you were moving in. So we were like, we were original Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Little Einsteins, like Minnie's Boutique.
Yeah, we watched a lot of Minnie's Boutique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like that. Well, Handy Manny and Secret Agent Oso.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. You guys done on that little roundabout there? All right. Who's up? It was Jules.
Jules.
Tusker House.
Safari.
Correct.
Donald.
Yeah.
Mickey.
Yeah.
Minnie.
No.
Damn it.
Rox.
What did she say already?
Mickey and Donald.
Mickey, Donald. It's Daisy and Goofy.
No Daisy.
She's there sometimes.
Well, not on my list, my friend.
Oh, man. She's going to be talking about this like last week's game.
Oh, Minnie is there.
Here we go.
Tikka masala all over again. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, Minnie is there. No, she's not. Yes, she is. No, she's not.
Joy?
So are there four?
Yeah, there's no, there's, where are we? Tusker House. There's three.
Well, they've named three.
Oh.
No. She said Mickey and Donald, and then she said Minnie, and Minnie's not there.
I said Goofy.
She said Goofy.
Oh, she did say Goofy is there. There you go. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. I didn't hear you
say
Goofy.
She named a fourth one.
Okay.
But she was telling me I'm wrong to remember what I'm wrong.
All right. Joy. This may be the last one.
Oh, this is mine.
Joy. Oh, yeah. No, that'd be right. Yep. This is.
Oh, it's actually Roxanne's.
Right. Yeah. And that will round us out because I started.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Good.
All right.
Yeah, because I don't have.
Get it wrong. Get it wrong. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Wow.
Last question.
What's
friends like these? Who needs the final round?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about the scores. I'm in the lead, followed by you, followed by Joy.
Oh, thanks.
Are you keeping score?
Oh, are you keeping score? I wonder if our score is actually matched.
No, I don't trust her scorekeeping.
Durr.
No. All right. So whose turn is it? It's Roxanne's.
Yeah, but Roxanne wants to know if she's winning before she heads into her final round.
I was just saying, before you go to the final round, sometimes you...
Topolino.
Oh, come on. Why does she get all the...
The what?
Feel like there's favoritism going on.
The what? Are you serious?
It's like when you do eeny, meeny, miny, mo, but you know that it's going to land on that one person you don't like.
This is just, look.
The luck of the draw.
Loss of confidence.
It's the last one on the list.
Here.
I can't help how this went. Look, it's the last one on the list.
Tell us who it is.
Go ahead, Roxanne.
I tried not to show who it was when I did that. Topolino is four names, and what are they dressed as? The potential 5 points here.
Okay. It's Mickey and Minnie.
Correct.
And Donald and Goofy. Donald and Daisy. Oh my gosh, I can't even talk tonight. Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy.
Yeah.
And they are dressed in their Riviera, like, fashion, Italian fashion styles. I don't even know what they really are.
Artists / dancers, etc.
I was going to say, like, artists.
Yeah,
like
they have white models.
I was thinking of Minnie.
No points for that. Like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, definitely art, because the Mickey, that's like, the Donald waffles looks like come a out with, like, mm-hmm. yeah. Or whatever, you can paint your kid's meal or something.
It's haute couture.
Mmm, fancy. All right. Well, that sounds delicious. All of it.
Okay, final scores. What do you got, Jules?
She's not keeping score.
She did not keep score.
Oh, she's just lying? All right.
Yes.
Roxanne with 22, Jules with 15, Joy with 13.
Yeah, but you called it. Because I always lose the game. That's all right.
A respectable showing, nonetheless, Mike.
Yes.
Very, and I feel like you could double that because you got.
Because I got the Disney got fancy Junior Nancy. One.
Right,
I know.
Exactly.
Come on.
Right. Yeah. So I'll give you 5 points.
I feel good.
I'll give
about
you
myself.
5 points bonus. So it's 18. So Jules loses. How's that? You feel better now?
Yeah, that's good.
I definitely should get even extra points because I named character meals at another park. Just saying, another property.
That's all right.
Oh, what's this, a Disneyland? Oh, what a shock. She's named Disneyland tonight. Oh, fantastic.
you need to go to Disneyland.
I do need to go to Disneyland. I would love to go to Disneyland.
Well, it's open to everybody now. So
it is indeed.
Have you been to Bahia, my friend? No, let's go.
Yes.
When you go to Bahia, my friend, you'll never return. Muchas satisfacción, muchas satisfacción, muchas satisfacción.
This is some good singing and voices this evening.
It's very no good.
What's going on that next week, note,
I'll do a new voice.
Oh, golly, Pete. Anyway,
hey,
we'll see what we can come up with for voices next week.
This is my only game now. No more games for me. I am all done. You have to come up with one all on your own next week. I am so done with games.
You know when you're a parent and you have to come up with dinner for 18 years and then you have no more ideas?
The worst.
Okay. That's kind of how podcasts can be sometimes. So we would love if you would drop your suggestions for things that we should talk about. Your burning questions. Yeah, more information about a specific topic that you would like to know about. If you have anecdotes you'd like to share with us, if you know, one of this motley crew helped you with your trip and you'd like to, you know, talk about how awesome or not your trip was, you know, let us know.
Yeah, you know how to find us.
How do you find us, Joy?
You can email us at info@earsforyoupodcast.com. Again, that is info@ears4upodcast.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Ears for You Podcast. We're also on Pinterest. And don't forget the blog at www.earsforyoupodcast.com. From all of us here, we'll see you real soon. On tonight's episode, we will discuss Blabbery Who. I can't.
Tonight we will talk about all attractions. You will come to with us behind the scenes and we will look under the curtain. What will we find? Oh, nobody knows.
Sorry.
And a game of which character and where?